Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa.
What's up, Alyssa?
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi there. Hey. We're here to help you out, but first we got to know what happened. Why do you think you got ghosted by Clay?
I don't know. So what happened was I was dating him, like legit dating, not like on and off dating or like questioning it or
for
whatever.
How long?
For 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah, it was two like good months. And then after 2 months, he's just MIA. And we made it like, you know, past the awkward stage. It was the first few dates. And then we hooked up. We stayed over. We spent the weekend together. Like all of the things happened. And I was like basically calling him my boyfriend, like not to his face yet, but definitely like to other people. Mm. And now he just won't pick up the phone.
Maybe he found out that you were calling him your boyfriend.
Right. Is that a bad thing, Booker?
Well, I mean, that is a very difficult question to answer because
it could be a good or bad thing.
It's different for everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just don't want to be tied down.
Well, let's just forget about speculating. Let's call Clay and see what happened. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, Clay. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Listen, I don't want to bum rush you with a bunch of jibber jab, but I want to let you know that you're on the radio. We're doing a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and I hope you'll make a few minutes for us because we want to talk to you about Alyssa, who's also on the phone. That's the reason we're calling you. She said you guys were great, and then all of a sudden, you're gone. Great and gone.
Great and gone.
Yeah, you know, we had a good time, but I wound up getting yelled at by her a couple weeks ago. I had come over on a Friday night, and she had made a charcuterie board stuff, and she was having some friends coming over, and I ate a piece of salami off of it.
Time out. And, why are you laughing? Yeah.
Because I always struggle with that word. I'm always like a meat and cheese tray.
Charcuterie.
Bro, it just sounds so fancy.
Okay, so back to the charcuterie.
Yeah. I ate like a salami rose off of it. I don't know. It was there.
Wait, what?
She freaks out on me.
A salami rose?
Yeah, she had made like a little salami rose, I guess. I don't know. She made all the stuff on it. Fine, it's there to eat. And she like completely flipped out on me. And, you know, I was like, I'm not going to, I can't do that. I can't have.
Dude.
She reminded me too much of my mom. So I was like, no, this is it.
Wait a minute. So
awesome. You
just kind of vanished because she yelled at you for eating the salami rose off the charcuterie?
What is a salami rose?
Dude, you don't know?
First of all, this has got to be one of the weirdest Waiting by the Phones ever.
Bro.
Alyssa, what the hell is going on?
First of all, I am allowed to defend my charcuterie board. They are not easy to make. They take forever.
I understand. I've recently become a charcuterist.
Really?
Yeah, so
do you make the rose?
I do not, so I really need to step up my game.
The rose is the centerpiece. You take like a bunch of like salami or like prosciutto or something like that, and you like roll it up into a rose. But like it takes a while. You have to like stand
yeah, but I don't
out,
know
like,
that. I mean, It's me.
Yeah, but like
me.
You ate the whole, you literally picked up a ball of salami shaped like a rose and ate it. Like,
yeah, but it was there to eat, so that's what I did.
That's what it said. Yeah, exactly.
It's not glued together for non-consumption.
It's literally decorative. Like you could see it on the board that it's in the shape of something. So you decided to go for the fanciest part of the charcuterie board before my friends even got there and eat the whole thing.
Yeah. Like I said, you have some control issues, obviously. It's pretty apparent. So,
Oh my God, no, I don't.
Oh, because I ate your rose off of your salami friggin' rose? Come on, give me a break. Are you kidding me?
Because I worked hard on it, and you took the part that required the most effort and just ate it.
Salami together to make it too rose. Oh no, come on, man. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what my mother would do to me when I was younger. So there's no way I'm.
Wow.
Wow. Flashbacks.
Wow. Sound like an old married couple.
Bro, this is so great. Wow. You're fighting over a salami rose. This
Wait, your mom would make salami roses?
No. But I mean, you know. It's this whole idea of control. Like you can't do that. Don't do this. It's like chill out. It's a food. It's not
but
real.
But it's not even control. Like if it's there clearly for display, like you can see it. It sticks out on the board. It's pretty big.
Yeah, like
you
I said, you got control issues.
Part.
Control
that
issues.
Was
yeah.
No,
control
it's
issues.
Not. I yeah. wanted people to issues. See it before you ate it.
Tara, how do you feel about this?
I totally understand because you guys always eat the stuff you're not supposed to eat. So in my house, I have to put post-it notes. Do not eat this.
That's
otherwise,
so
it'll
funny.
Get eaten. Yeah. Some things you have to say for guests.
You can say, hey, don't eat this rose.
Yeah.
But you didn't. I'm not a mind reader, so.
What I'm hearing right now is that, Clay, you've already made up your mind. You're pretty adamant about the fact that you're not interested in going out with Alyssa
She's
anymore.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Alyssa, this has got to be the weirdest reason anybody
Seriously,
has ever
bro.
Left.
Honestly, if that's how you're going to react to me defending something that I made for my friends, then that's fine, honestly. That's,
well, think about how ridiculous it is. I mean, how literally...
Yeah, it is ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous that you don't understand
I mean,
why
it's come on,
it's important
that's ridiculous. I think you got some issues that you need to work
it's
out.
So
I need to work on the charcuterie rose because I thought my board was on point, but clearly it's not.